I am John Arthington. I'm a professor and the center director of the Range Cattle Research and Education Center in Ona. Have been with the university for 20 years. Work primarily in beef cattle nutrition and provide the leadership for the programs and facilities at that center.
For the past several months, you've been doing another little job for IFAS's Jack Payne, I believe.
Right. So starting back in October of 2017, I came on to this one-year special assignment with the Senior Vice President's office and working primarily with relationships that we have with large agriculture producers primarily and the commodity groups that represent them.
And you will go back full-time, I think, to the Ona station by mid-October?
Yeah, that's the plan. So my one-year assignment ends in the middle of October, and some of the senior faculty are helping with the day-to-day administrative responsibilities there at the center, and I'll return to my regular post at that time.
And congratulations on becoming interim director of CRDF, chief operating officer. Your outlook on this job?
Well, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to meet some folks that I might not know very well at this point, and an organization here in the state that is very important to the agricultural base and the communities that we serve and the people that we serve. So I'm looking forward to that new opportunity and some of the new relationships that we'll make.
And you're moving from being a cattle specialist to citrus. Does that scare you at all?
Well, yeah, I kind of thought that they would want somebody that was more of an expert in citrus research. And so that's an area that I don't know a whole lot about. And I'm going to try to spend some time with the leadership here on the board and certainly Harold Browning as well to make this short-term transition to the full-time COO that they're searching for.
Do you have any other thoughts?
It's certainly from what I've learned over the last week or so and studied a lot about CRDF. It's an exciting organization. They're doing a lot for the citrus growers in the state, and there's a lot that needs to be accomplished and needs to be done. And so that's one of the things that I think a lot of people need to learn about is just how exciting and unique the CRDF is for an important industry like citrus. Many of the other industries don't have something like this, or if they do, it's a much smaller type of organization, and I've just been very impressed with what they have here with this group.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.